This is 91.7 WVXU. Good morning. I'm Jay Hanselman. It's 8:34, and political reporter Howard Wilkinson joining me in the studio. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning, Jay.
Some may be saying, thank goodness, the election is just about a week away. Yes. Others like you who live on this kind of stuff, you mean it's almost over. But there was a new Ohio newspaper poll that came out yesterday on the presidential race, and it shows that President Obama and Mitt Romney are in a dead heat.
That's right. 49%, 49%. 1% said that they would vote for someone else. 1% said they don't know. And, you know, I don't know how you reach those 1%, but I do know that both campaigns now in Ohio, and Ohio is absolutely critical to both of these candidates. The way you reach the voters now is one-on-one and identify your supporters and make sure they get out to the polls. And that's what it's all about from now on. It's not about 30-second TV ads. It's about telephone calls. It's about door knocking. It's about people talking to people.
How do the campaigns find those people, though? To make sure that they have they're knocking on the right doors,
right,
and they're calling the right people.
Because they have enormous databases. You can buy these sort of things. I mean, there are people that collect information on every one of us. You, I, every voter. There is information out there that can be gathered about things like what organizations you belong to, what churches you belong to, what magazines you subscribe to, what kind of interests you have on Facebook or the social media. And they compile all this information, and they target, it's micro-targeting. They micro-target people who are likely to support them.
Let's go back to the poll just for a moment. Obviously, it's tied now, but an earlier poll from that same organization, President Obama had a slight lead.
Right.
So that means that Romney has closed the gap. Who is he closing the gap with?
Well, I think principally he's closing the gap of women voters. He always had a strong lead among male voters. It seems to be a racially polarized election, too, because it would appear, not just from this poll, but from other polls, that his percentage of white Americans is going to be the highest since George H.W. Bush in 1988. It's a very polarized election.
A lot of people will be looking for finality at the end of the day on November 6th or early in the morning,
right,
on November 7th. If the election in Ohio is close, that could be a problem.
Yes,
because
they may be disappointed.
Because of provisional ballots. And I know that the Secretary of State was trying to cut down on the number of provisional ballots.
Right.
But now there's an issue that if a person has requested an absentee ballot, doesn't send it back, and then goes to vote on Election Day at their polling location, they may have to cast a provisional ballot.
Right. They'll be asked to cast a provisional ballot, and those ballots are counted later. And, they have a 17-day period there after the election. If you're in an extremely close race where you're talking about just a relative handful of votes, that can make a big difference. We may not know on election night or the following morning exactly who won Ohio. And if we don't know who won Ohio, we may not know who the next president is going to be.
And just sheer number, I think, maybe Hamilton County, the number of provisional ballots usually is maybe 10,000 to 15,000?
Well, yeah, there's somewhere in that neighborhood, and a lot of them are rejected. Now there are going to be rules in place, because of the federal courts, that a lot of these provisional ballots that weren't counted in the past are going to be counted this time. So, but it's still going to take time.
President Obama was supposed to be in Ohio today for a
right.
campaign rally in Youngstown. Because of the hurricane, he's changed his plans, going to stay at the White House. Bill Clinton and Joe Biden will be in Youngstown instead. The president was also scheduled to be here in Cincinnati Wednesday morning to address supporters at the convention center.
Right.
Might we expect a change of plans there?
Well, it's hard to tell at this point. I mean, Hurricane Sandy could do great damage. It could be absolutely devastating to the East Coast. President Obama is in a different position than say, Mitt Romney. He is president of the United States, and sometimes he has to put that hat on and take the candidate's hat off. So depending on how bad this is when it hits, it's possible, and there's no indication at this point that they're going to cancel this, but it's possible that he may have to suspend campaigning for a while.
Just in about 10 or 15 seconds, does that help with the ground game, having the candidate here?
Well, I think it does to a certain extent. I mean, it gets people fired up, and it gets, you know, the base fired up to make those phone calls and knock on those doors, and that's very important.
WVXU's political reporter, Howard Wilkinson, thanks for dropping by this morning.
Thank you.